Frank Fairfield in the Roadhouse. It's good to have you back, Frank.
No, it's nice to be back.
That song, In the Cottage by the Sea. Where'd you learn that one at?
I learned that from a record by Walter Smith, who went by the name Kit Smith on a lot of records, and Kid Wilson and Jerry Jordan. He went by a whole bunch of different names, but I really like him a lot, and he'd sing a lot of those longer kind of ballad songs and Dear Old Home I Left Down on the Farm and all those kinds of songs, and I really, really like him a lot. I just recently ran into that record in a secondhand store, and I really loved the song, so I picked it up. I think it's a beautiful song.
It's nice. That guitar, what kind of guitar is that, and what's the story behind that guitar?
Well, I don't know if there's any story. It probably has some stories, but I don't know if I can, how well it tells them. It's an Orpheus guitar, which is a little New York company. I think it was only around for a little while in the 30s before it caved into Kay, and Kay bought them out, like they did to most of these little mom-and-pop shops around New York, which is a pretty common thing for most, I guess, during the Depression. Just about every little mom-and-pop thing caved to the big guys, and that's kind of the beginning of the great corporatism of the, I hate to even call it America anymore because it doesn't have anything to do with us anymore, big international corpratism, but... Anyhow, that's a story for another time.
Is it the fiddle that came for your grandfather?
Not this one, but a different fiddle.
Last time you were on, I think you had that one.
Perhaps, yeah.
Cool. How did you choose the songs for the new album? You chose some, and then some of them, like we said, you wrote some of them.
Yeah, but most of them are things that I kind of made up, and then a few are medleys. You know, that Haste to the Wedding was just kind of tagged onto the beginning of a song that's kind of a little dance tune or whatever you want to call it that I kind of pieced together, and I really like this fiddle tune, the Texas Farewell, and I've been playing that a lot, so that's the end of the record or whatever you want to call it, and then I did this little medley on the guitar of the Arkansas Traveler and the Turkey and the Straw, which are also probably the most significant, at least in my opinion, American, especially, you know, the Anglo-American tunes. Well, there's a song called Out on the Open West that I kind of made up about just about identifying with the West and identifying with, particularly with South Texas and Southeast Texas, where a lot of my family had lived for a very, very long time. I don't know, having some pride in the West, and so a lot of them are about people that I've known or about certain things and relating to Western states.
Mm-hmm. And you live in Los Angeles now.
I live in Los Angeles, of all places, as they say. Yeah.
You've been there for a while.
Yeah, for a little while now.
Are you still busking?
Not as much. Not too much. Every once in a while, I'll go out a little bit at a farmer's market or something.
Because the story goes that Matt Popovich saw you busking at the Hollywood farmer's market.
That's how the story goes.
And then all this has come from that.
I guess so.
all this fame
all
and fortune.
All of this, yeah. You and me right here. This is.
How about another song? You were going to surprise me with.
That's a little tune. Very popular little tune called Fly Around My Pretty Little Miss.